In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us if the householder knew the hour that the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. We have to be able to understand that in another way. I mean, obviously, on the natural level, we can understand exactly what that means. If we look at it spiritually, it maybe has a little bit different meaning, perhaps even just the opposite of what it appears on the natural level. In other words, who's the thief? In this case, it is the Lord. Not in a negative sense, but in the most positive sense. St. John of the Cross, for instance, talks about this. In one of his poems, he asks the simple question, why do you not take what you have stolen? What did Jesus steal? Your heart. That's what he wants. He wants your heart. And St. John of the Cross, in the midst of the purification, is wondering, why, if I love you so much, why don't you take what you have taken? Why don't you just remove what you've taken? Because it isn't purified yet. He loves the Lord so much, and his heart has been taken by the Lord, and yet it still has to be purified completely. The Lord wants our hearts. It is just that simple. And yet, it is just that difficult. Because like the householder, what do? By nature, we protect our hearts. We don't want to get hurt. We don't want anything to happen. And the tragedy is we protect our hearts from God, which is really, really sad. Perhaps it's because we've been so hurt by so many people that we're afraid we're going to be hurt by God. Sometimes it's because we look at what happens with some of the saints and some of the struggles that they've gone through, and we're afraid. We don't want to go through that. But that just tells us we don't trust God. We don't trust him to give us the grace that we need. You know, sometimes we look at the saints and their sufferings when they're very advanced, and we're not. And we say to ourselves, I can't do that. Well, that's true. Today, you cannot. If you advance to that point, it won't be a problem. It would be just like if, for most of us today, I were to say to you, we're going to run a marathon this afternoon. You'd say, I can't do that. Well, if I said, let's start by running a block, and then let's build it up. And pretty soon after, well, not maybe pretty soon, but eventually when we get to 10 and 15 and 20 miles, and then I say, okay, now we're going to go the whole 26. Yeah, it's going to be a struggle, but you can do it. Today, you can't. But eventually, we would build up that strength. The same thing happens in the spiritual life. So don't be afraid because of what you see with some of the saints. If you get to that point, you'll be able to do that by the grace of God. Just trust him. He isn't going to give you more than you can handle. And he's not going to ask you to take on something huge when you don't have the strength to do it. He will develop that strength by asking you to take on a little bit, and then a little more, and a little more, and a little more, and a little more. And it just keeps growing. But what it ultimately has to come down to is letting your house be broken into. Open the heart. It's that simple. Because if the thief is God, he only wants what's the best for us. He doesn't want to steal something for himself. He wants our hearts. Because he wants to replace them with his. So who gets the better end out of this deal? God, who takes our heart, or we who receive his? You see, it's all for our good. But unfortunately, we don't see it that way. If we don't understand, then we become like the little kids that go to the hospital and they fight everything because they don't understand what the doctors and nurses are trying to do to them. All they see is that somebody wants to hurt me or whatever, and they fight it, understandably, even though what they want to do is to help them and do what's good for them. So we're the same way. Whether we want to see God as the divine physician who's trying to heal us, or whether we want to see him as the thief that comes in the night to be able to take away the things that keep us from loving him the most, and in the best sense, to steal our hearts. That's what he wants. But we fight it because we don't understand, because we don't love him enough, because we aren't willing to give everything to him so that we can receive everything from him. That's the whole thing. So if we are willing to stop fighting with him, if we're willing in that sense to stop protecting our house, if we knew that God was coming, we should put a welcome mat out there. We should have our arms wide open. We could put a target right above the heart and say, here's the heart, take it. It's yours. But instead, we just pull everything in and we don't want anyone near there because we are so afraid. Fear not. The Lord does not want to hurt you. The Lord loves you, and he wants you to love him. And the point even of stealing your heart is metaphorical because you have to give it to him. He's not going to take anything from you. It has to be freely chosen. That's what love is. But he's going to receive what you're willing to give. So if we can see it that way, there is no reason for fear. In fact, it is the greatest joy. So this thief who wants to come and take our hearts, that would be a welcome one. And that's what we should rejoice in. And that's what we should pray for, so that we will love him so much that we will actually want him to come and take our hearts.